Did I understand correctly that thought is sankhara, which is distinctive because of volition? It is clear that some thought is volitional, but what about the many random crazy thoughts that arise unbidden? Again, there's a whole sort of range and spread of the degree of volition and in the causal process, so that, you know, there's some places where, you know, it's hard to really distinguish. But what's most important is one starts to pay attention to the actual causes and conditions and that causal process, so that one can start to tease out, okay, well, what can I actually be applying volition towards in order to undermine or change the direction of that?